Our reading for today is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of the disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups, pots, copper vessels, and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles his father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God,' then you must no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and many such things you do." And he called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that is going into him that can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defiles him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, 'What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor John Armstrong from Grace Lutheran Church, Columbus, Indiana.
The reading from the Daily Lectionary is Mark chapter 7, beginning at verse 1, having to do with the clean and the unclean. The Pharisees in our gospel reading for today were good people. Out of a sense of devotion to God, they would wash themselves often. When they returned from the marketplace, they would wash. Before they ate a meal, they would wash. And before they prayed, they would wash. They longed to be clean before God. These customs were not wrong in themselves, but when the Pharisees elevated their customs to the level of divine commands, and when they faulted others for failing to observe them, well, that is when our Lord could no longer remain silent. Jesus said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" God had not commanded these washings, and yet the Pharisees not only offered them, but they criticized those who did not. These Pharisees remind me of the man who purchased a pool table for his wife as a Christmas present, and then wondered why his wife seemed less than grateful. We can be like that with God. We can offer him things he never asks for, while ignoring what he truly desires from us. For example, when a loved one is ill, we may bargain with God in an attempt to achieve the outcome we wish, as if God could not be merciful apart from our manipulation. Or, when guilt oppresses us, We may try to alleviate it by punishing ourselves rather than looking to the Savior who took our punishment upon Himself. We are now in the season of Lent, and it is common for sincere Christian people to fast or to give up some sort of pleasure or indulgence as a sacrifice to God. Lenten disciplines need not be wrong in themselves, but neither Lent in particular nor the Christian faith in general are primarily about us and what we are giving up for God. Both the season of Lent and the Christian faith are about Jesus and what Jesus gave up for us all. St. Augustine described Christ in this way: "The bread came down that he might hunger. The fountain came down that he might thirst. The way came down that he might be wearied in the way. The life came down that he might be slain." There is nothing we could offer God that could possibly exceed what Christ has already offered, his own flesh and blood in payment for our sins. What God desires from you are not self-chosen works, but faith in the God-ordained work of Jesus on your behalf. St. Paul wrote, "Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And St. John has written, "He is the satisfaction for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world." It is evidence of our fallen nature that we place more emphasis upon whatever we do for God than what God does for us. But the Pharisees could not cleanse their own consciences, no matter how many times they washed, nor can we. Only God can wash away sin, and he does so through works that he has ordained: the preaching of the gospel, the water and word of holy baptism, and the host and the chalice of his holy supper. These works of God, humble and nondescript though they are in the eyes of men, are nevertheless his own works and the means through which he promises to meet you in a gracious, forgiving way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor John Armstrong from Grace Lutheran Church, Columbus, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.